הגיע הזמן לי רעיס. So in order to establish herself, בחזק הסריו, so she must have, three רעיס. So of course it goes out of saying, קסם שבין רישיינו שניות, because even if she'll have a rear mamesh, so it will be dayashaito. So mele, how can someone be mitame? But the question is, kesem shebin shli or shlishis. So if instead of a kesem she would have a rear mamesh, then it would be mitame these days. So maybe if she has a kesem, so is only there is she's neo. Oh, not so much like a cheski. Cheski in a tome, a beechen in a toy. So Rashi says, Kesen, she brings in which near she needs to be a shelter next three years, mano. Vade toya da katla de cheskas domini. Vam gin leal to next three years in Laris hafuz din shalo. Nuchloch in bidam, it's still toy. But suppose she's already after the secondary. If she would have a third year, then she would be mitamis leis. She would be established as cheskas redam. So she has a kesem. Maybe it's tome, maybe not. So cheski says cheski oma tome. Do bistreis in nis cheski bidomim vave chazoke. Do hadre chazre mitamim afreya. Alnu becheskas domim ozko. Verabich noma toyakim nis cheski bidam. Calls Manshal in the Agno, even though she was already established herself. She had established herself. But still, we are not naik to mean her until she has a third year. So Mele Tumas Ksomim doesn't apply. He's a dying called Manshal in the Agno, but a dying tears. Mosek is done with Tama Freel, because Aki is more. Rabbi Echel Matoya Mashma, Hokosem Shachash Lishiton. So that means everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yochanan, that if she has a kesem after the third riyah, then it's definitely tummy. But the Heinek Reb, not the contraption of me. Uvishile perik habali vemte, omar abhiso barab yeisi, omar abhi Yochanan gavi molob no rishin, is ki Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. So apparently Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rebbe, because Rabbi Yechon only says b'shniyo lishlishis istoya, but after shlishis Rabbi Yechon has made it tummy. That's only Ali b'de Rebbe, Ali b'de Shem Gamliel. So even after shlishis, so the kesem should be toya, but only after revis. So apparently Rabbi Yechon paskens like Rebbe. How come that the Shile Perich Abal Yivemtei Omar Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Rabbi Yisi Omar Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yisi Omar Rabbi Yechon Gabi Molop no Rishin, so Krepshim Gamliel, the Ishlim ad Hosom Mosin Rebuts Riksumke Lav Vasamche. So, in other words, so Rebuts Riksumke, he said it in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, but the Gemara says Maskon is Lav Vasamche. So, Mel Rabbi Yechanan didn't even say it. Lav Vasamche, in Ame Kolach Suke Kame Abrais Edlil, the Oseki Rebbe. So in other words, Rabbi Yechanan is saying it. I'll live with the Rebbe. That doesn't mean that Rabbi Yechanan passes like Rebbe. Now, then the Rabbi Loi asked the Kashi against Cheskiye. How does Cheskiye say that if a Tineikish Leges Man Liris had the Kesem after the second Riyah? And before the third Riyah, now according to Rebbe, that twice is a Chazok. But the second Riyah was Daishaito, because that Riyah with which she establishes herself as Becheskas Reo is still Daishaito. But Cheskiye said, but since she established herself already, Becheskas Reo, even though we are still not Neik, Tumelim Afreya, but the Kesem is Tome. So how is it that Psulo Shedomeo Teirin? So then the aloha is now a Psula. Psula means a virgin. Psula means a virgin. So when she gets married, so then it's only natural for her to bleed because of the breaking of the Shfiras HaPsul. because of the breaking of the hymen. So the halacha is that certain psuleis, so any bleeding that takes place until the mako is healed, so is attributed to the breaking of the psul. And in other words, she's not a soul bailo, she's not an idol. So v'chima bein zuli psula shedomeo teirin shedinishtanu mare domeo limochos miria shastashmi istneo. In other words, the aloche is here Cheskia says the thief iktano shuli gies manoliris, who already had two rears. So that means she established herself already with Cheskas Reya. But the second Riyah is Dayashaito, because that Riyah established herself. But she is likely to menstruate again and again. So Mimele, so Cheskia says, because of that, since she established herself with Cheskas Reya, even though we are not naik Tume in the second Riyah, but if she has a Kesem after the second Riyah, so it's Tome. So why don't we say the same thing? Let's say Ligabe Ipsulo got married, and let's say the Sipsulo, the halacha is that any dam she sees until the maki is healed, so is attributed to the dam psulim, not to dam nido. So and we say that if she has a kesem, so it's also Tome. Even though Ligabi Rio, so the aloch is like this. If Ipsula got married and then she has dam, so then she's not Hasule Bailo. Why? Because the dam is assumed to be damsul, it's not dam nido. Unless it's Nishtano Domo. In other words, if the mare of the dam looks different than the mare of dam psul, it's a different color. So then it's a raya that this is not to be attributed to dam psul. But suppose a psulo whose make was not healed as yet. So suppose she has a kesem, then the aloch is not awesome, because Ksomim is only Tomim Midarabonon, because Midaraisa without Hagoshe, she is not Meyo. So the Chachomim did not apply Ksomim to a Psulo before the Maki is healed. Even though when she has a Riyas Dam, if the Mare of that Dam is different than the usual Mare of Dam Psulim, so then she is Meyo. But like Abi Ksomim, we don't make a distinction. Even if the mara of the kesem happens to be different than the mara of the psulim, so if the kesem takes place in the psula before the maki was healed, so it's not osa. So why does Cheskia say that here, if she had already two riyas, so she's already becheskas reyo, and it's possible, and it's likely that she'll have another riyah, so even if she has the kesem before she has the third riyah, so it's still tamei. But v'chima bein zuli psul shemotir dim nishtanu mare domeo limochos miria shastashmis istmeo. If she bleeds, and the mare of the dam when she bleeds is different to the mare of the dam that Moshe says Bishastashmish, the dam that was chasing Bishastashmish is definitely dam psulim. So any other bleeding is attributed to dam psulim only if it has the same mare. But if it doesn't have the same mare as the dam that was chasing Bishastashmish, so then it's neo. But vilu motzu kesem laachatashmish teiro kidiyise firko isho teile bipsulo shedomeo teirim. That means, let's say, when two noshi sleep in one bed, and then they find on the sheet a kesem, and if, let's say, one of the noshi happens to be an isha who was a psulo, and some mele hapsulim broke, some mele det kesem on the sheet is attributed to that isha. And even umidu maflig mash mafla adam mishune toya. In other words, even if the mare of the kesem is not the same as the mare of the dam that he chases with astashmish, it's still toya. Why is it still toya? Because since Ksomim is in the Rabbanon, so the Chachomim are not misakein in a where there is a possibility of being tele in Damsul, even if there is a circumstance that tends to indicate that it's not Damsul. So it's not Damsul. After all, it's only in the Rabbanon, so the Chachomim are meikil. So why is Chesky a Machmer? Why is Chesky a Machmer? Umshane hoche in shir poshol tare motzu di ma kesem bo migufot mi avadai avo hosom shir poshol tare motzu likach is deo, because over there so sirpo the sirpo is there is a certain condition in the gufo isho in which we can be tele. In other words, some male chachom are not misakin, but here there is no special condition in the tenei case in which you can be tailor. But in other words, some male the ksomim is tomei. Tenei case shlo yigias manaliris v'raso. Oh yeah. Di shana hochen shir poshotar motzu di makesem bo migufot mi avadai aval hosem shir poshotar motzu likach teiro. You see, because what's the shaling sum? The shaling sum is maybe it's not from the goof. Maybe she got she scratched her finger and then she touched a private place, and mimele, so some blood got us, maybe an insect, a bug, you know, was there. I mean, so then we say, since midraisi, even if it came from the goof, so it is toy, so mimele, so we say, ligabe psulo. Legabei psulo, so he says, since shir poshol tare motzu, because there is a certain circumstance that to which we could attribute it, that kesem came from the dam psulim, not from dam nido. So maybe that's why it's there. Even if the mare is a little different than the dam that Roshidus Astashmish, but here. If it bomi gufo, so then she certainly tmeo. The only thing is, maybe it's not bomi gufo. So bishleime, if she was not huzukol liris yet, she didn't have to ries. So then we assume that it's not bomi gufo. But if she already was huzukol liris, according to Rabbi, she was huzukol liris, except that we are not naked to me in her. Some mele, there is nothing to be tailored in. Aval hosom shir poshotar motzu likach teiro di kolmim ahai kesem almibo vafilu hosom migufi kolmim adam psulimi vilo yichoyso adayin amaku. Or then the Gemara says, Omar Ulam Rabbi Echem Shum Rabshim Bin Yitzhak Tinei Keshle Gizman Lirei Zviroaso Pam Rishenu Ushnio Reiko Mitroso Bishuk Toya Kismo Name Toya Vili Yedane Indide In The Rabbi. So the Rabbi is Rabbi Yishim Bin Yitzhak. What's Nafkemine? If it's the Rabbi, if it's the day, so is the same aloche, the machlekes between Rabbi Echem and Cheskiya, so we don't have two chachomim against one. Some melee still an undecided, an open question is the halacha like Chazki or the halacha Bircher. But if we say that that's Rabbi, so it's not on Rabbi Bircher holds that Kismatoya. He's Reb Shimon Yitzchok also, so the one who is Chalik is Chazki and Chazki is Chalik against two. Some melee the halacha is like the two. So, Omer Rabbi Bircher and Mishum Reb Shimon Yitzchok, Mashma Shoya Rabbi. That Reb Shimon Yitzchok was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yechanan. Ufeig ze beire akorli rishlokish Reb Shimon Yitzchok re boko. In other words, he expressed himself against Reb Shimon Yitzchok that he's a re boko, he's not such a great person, not a great person. So, and Reb Yechanan did not protest to Reb Shimon Lokish, if Reb Shimon Yitzchok is the Rebbe of Reb Yechanan, so Reb Yechanan should have protested. Reb Bokov lo yomich Reb Yechanan al kvid Rabbi, v'im Reb Netam ditrei have, there were two Amoroyim Reb Shimon Yitzchok. One was the Rebbe of Reb Yechanan, and the other one was not the Rebbe of Reb Yechanan. Reiki bishuk toi, pirish bishuk shen yedua imroaso, imlav, vizein lar ziko kireyo, kim shleiki as man ali reis, viliroaso shleishi pomim, umay rafil bas amorets, so it's still toi, avol bibais yedua imroaso, avol bibais, so then there is no problem, but yedua imroaso imlav. Maybe the Rosh Hashanah would make him shnayim. Vintemar. So in other words, if Rabbi Yechanan heard the aloche of the nekish legez man aliris, viras apam rishenu ushnil, reikom drosu bishuk toya, kismon ame toya iya. So then it means that Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzchok agrees with Rabbi Yechanan. So this is the kashe. Vintemar dim Reb Shimon Yitzchok savolik Reb Shimon Gamliel. The beginning of the other chazoke, v'cheski enam meid Reb Shimon Gamliel kismatoy. After machlekes between cheski and Reb Shimon and Reb Yechanan is alibi the Rebbe. Alibi the Rebbe. Rebbe says two times the chazoke. So if two reyes that in eikish ligis man liris established herself. But she didn't have a third reyes yet. But she already established herself for Cheskes Reyes. And then she had a kesem after she established herself for Cheskes Reyes. So Rabbi Yechanan says she is still teiro, because since we are not neik tumin her, so mele, the ksomim of the rabbonon is not neik. But and Rabbi Kek and Cheskes says it is neik. Masheinkin alibed Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The two times not Chazoke, so she was not established in Cheskes Reyes yet. So then even Cheski will be made that the Kesem Istoya. So maybe Reb Shimon ben Yitzchok agrees with Cheski, but except that he said it Halibut Reb Shimon Gamliel. So only after the Kesem, after the third Reyes, not after the second Reyes. Here he says, "Tinekish legizman rizavaso pam rishenu ishni orei kometras mishuktoya and kismon ametoya." Pintima dum Reb Shimon Gamliel sovelo Reb Shimon Gamliel b'gimunzim nevachazoke v'cheski name meidler Reb Shimon Gamliel kismotoya v'yesh leima tirei kometroso kal tveim b'kismo v'disaptele b'kesem itome im lav kibim dekil tvei isvirlik Reb Shimon Gamliel. Havale litaye reiko umidroso at pam revis. What's the pshat? So I think the pshat is very simple. In other words, because the reik and the medres is more kal than the kesem. Because reik and the medres. Because l'chol ha'poches, if it nakes a 2 years, and then she the kesem, so the kesem, if the kesem came from the goof, so then it's a third rie. So it's a rie mamesh, so it's dam nidal. But reik, what do we know about her? We only know that nakes had 2 years. But after the 2 years, she counted 7 days, I mean after each rie. But, in other words, since she's tineikes bas amores, so mimele, I mean tineikes, he says, tineikes bishuk, in other words, she's not a bas amores. So he says, so vliroaso, umayre afilu bas amores, even if she's a bas amores, or even if she's not a bas amores, but since she's bishuk, so mimele, we maybe it's raso or not raso, but we don't know whether it's raso. Kesem l'chol ha'poches, we know she had a kesem. Mashein kein by reiko and medroso. So we don't know anything. We don't know anything. So it's another possibility. So mimele, so Teisa says, the reiko metroso kiltvein bekismo, medisapkoi bekesem itomei lav, vichivin di kiltvei, isfirlik rabshimin gamliel, havu litaye reiko metroso at pam revis. So he should be mitaye reiko metroso at pam revis. Because there is another possibility, maybe she's not tummy altogether. You see, kesem, if she has a kesem, and if it's already huzuko. So mele, so then it's more likely to be tummy. That's what Teisa says. But it's a big chiddush. In other words, Teisa is saying, in view of the fact that Rav Shimon ben Tzadok says, "Tineke shlo yigas manu liris viroso pam risheno," et pam risheno ushnio is reiko medroso bishuk toya, implying that if the tineke is already 3 years, so then even the reik is tome. So it's a raya that Rav Shimon ben Tzadok does not agree, does not pask like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but he passes like Rabbi. Because if Rav Shimon ben Tzadok had passed like Rav Shimon Gamliel, so then Ligabe Kesem, he should be mitame after the third raya. But Ligabe Reiko and Medroso, he should be mitayer even after 3 years, but only after 4 years. It's a big chiddush. All right, it's more calm. Not calm, but neicha teisa. So now is the fact that Rav Shimon ben Tzadok said that tineike shleiges manu liris viroas o pam rishenu ushnio is reiko mitroso b'shuk toya. But pam shlishis, then even the reiko medroso is tamei. So it's a raya that Rav Shimon ben Tzadok paskens like Rebbe. Because if he had paskens like Rav Shimon Gamliel, so even after rio shlishis, so she should be toya. Only after rio revis. That's a big chiddush. Because reiko and Reiko is more kal than kesem. All right, that I understand. But meicha teise. But there is, chachomim u'ogeza tume al reika moretz. Al reika moretz. In other words, maybe he's a zav. And ba'isho, basa moretz, maybe she is a nido. So, all right, we don't even know whether she had a kesem. I mean, she had any discharge. Kesem l'chol ha'poches, we know she had a discharge. But The question is, maybe it's from the goof, maybe it's machmas kino, machmas, or let's say there was blood, she touched blood, I mean, so. But reik, so we have no reis altogether. Of course it's more calm. But why does Taisa say that if Rav Shimon ben Yitzchok had passed like Rav Shimon Gamliel, so then Ligabi Reik, it should be one step more kal than Ligabi Kesem. So since Ligabi Kesem, it would be Tomei after the third Rie, so Ligabi Reik, it should be Tomei after the fourth Rie. And since he says that even the Reik is Tomei after the third Rie, not only after the fourth Rie, even after the third Rie, so it's a Rie Paschus like that. Now, Tana Rabbanan, Cheskas Neis Yisrael, Achil Igiyo Lipurikon, Harein B'Cheskas Tar, Vein Anoshim Beit Kiseis, Mishi Igiyo Lipurikon, Harein B'Cheskas Tume, Vein Anoshim Beit Kiseis. So, in other words, if Sitneike Shal Igiyaz Manolira is, so then we do not have to be Cheshish altogether, and we don't have the noshim, don't have to be bedik, because meichatei say that she should have a menstrual flow. It's loyigias manolires. Vim tema masnis diktone tzrich lis bidekes chutz nalide. The Mishnah says that the next mission, Afa Pisha Modai Shaito, the $1,000, Afa Pisha Modai Shaito, Tzrichali is Bidekes, Chutzman Anid. So everyone, I mean, that deals, that has reference to an issue with Asukubitaris, not Bismanaze. But when they were Ziras Bitaris, so then every issue had to make it Dike. It met a Dike, one in the morning and one before Shkia, to make sure that she's clean, in case she handles tares, and then she has a flow, so we'll know not to contaminate the tares limafreya. So vim te masnis niton tzris liz bedekes chutz nanide amaylem afkes mishli igias mama. So the Mishnah should mention another woman, to exclude another woman from the obligation of making a bdike in the morning and before Shkia. So the Noshim do not have to make a bdike now. And the Iskusim, the Chol Yudale, the Cheskestare, and the Forest Bigmore, the Inyan, the Tzrich Abdike. So there is one man Domar who says, the Yudale came, she needed a needle, because that's below his Nidoso. So Mimele, a woman does not have to make a bdike. So not bdike. So why doesn't the Mishnah mention that? Chutz min anide vechutz min tineke shliga as manalireis vechutz min yudalevye. How is it? It only excludes anide. Vahid ibn eskusin uchot alachas estarum for the morning she tzor bdike. Vyeish lima dun miforesh bimas nisen. Elahane din tzrichem dike machmas din kpeide beriosot. Dei nide belavoch et meyo. Viyishebis al damteya. Afilu tire leilam toya. Afilu loyi gezman gerad. Because what women does the Mishnah exclude from the chiyuv dike? Afal pi, she omru da yeshaito tzricho li dekes. Every woman. Even a woman that is da yeshaito, let's say, dalet noshi. But she still mechayeves to make a bdike in order to reduce the contamination. In order to know, I mean, whether she can handle taras or she cannot handle taras. So, really, bdikes chutz min anide, two exceptions. Nide does not have to make a bdike every day, because what's the purpose? She's male anyway. What's the purpose? Even if she will not find any dam. But she's tmeo for 7 days any day. And vayisheves al damteya. So what's the purpose? Even if she finds them, it doesn't mean anything. She's toya in the yimei teya. Oh, so the Mishnah only excludes those women who do not have a makeup dike because it doesn't make any difference. Masha'inke, so it does make a difference. If she'll see dam, so then it'll beat male. But don't have to be cheshish. So the Mishnah doesn't mention those who do not have to make a bdike because they are not cheshish. The Mishnah mentions only those who do not have to make a bdike, even though it's very likely that they'll see dam, but it doesn't make any difference. She's male anyway, or she's tail anyway. But the Gezman of the race. So the reason is why she doesn't have to make a bdike because they're not cheshish. Alright, now, so this is where we left off yesterday. Rabbi Yisi Meir Mulberes. What is Rabbi Yisi saying? But yes, he says in the Mishneh, Mo'beres u'miniko shavu al mishalosh einis, Dayan shaiton. Rabbi Yisi is chelik on Rabbi Elazar's din, that any woman who had a hefsek of 90 days without dam, and then she had a rieh, so is Dayan shaiton. But in respect to Mo'beres u'miniko, if in addition she had a hefsek of 90 days, then is Dayan shaiton. But suppose she is a Mubaras Miniko, she did not have as yet a cessation of a menstruation for 90 days, then in Chedariye, so it's not Aisha. Tone Tane Kamid Rab Lezer Rab Yeisei Mubaras Miniko, Shovu Ola Gimlein is Daisha Ito, Omali Pasachto Bitrei Visimes Bichore, in other words, a grammatical inconsistency, because the Tane said before Rav Lezer Bar Rabbi Yisi Muberes Miniko Sheovru Aleo. So Muberes is one person, Miniko is another woman, so it's plural. So then he uses the singular. So Sheovru Aleo Gimlenis. So he should say Sheovru Aleim Gimlenis, not Ovru Aleo. So Posach. I mean, there is a certain grammatical inconsistency. In other words, maybe what she meant is a muberes who is also a miniko. So then, so now, there is no grammatical inconsistency. Umil sagavur komashmon di meibur elo meini koso ve meini koso elo meibur. In other words, the same woman, because according to Rabbi Yisi, so a stamu bare stamen ekes, if she has a ri, is not aishaito, but unless she had been devoid of menstrual flow for 90 days. So suppose she's a woman let's say she was a nursing mother and then she became pregnant. So she did not see dam for 2 months, for 60 days in the course of nursing, and then she became pregnant, and for another 30 days she did not see dam in the course of her ibo. So even though not all the 90 days took place in the state of nursing, and not all the 90 days took place in the state of pregnancy, in other words, 60 days took place, 60 days devoid of dam took place in the state of nursing, and another 30 days devoid of dam took place in the state of pregnancy, so it's mitzuref. And then and then she had a riyas dam, so then is daish. So he says, Dilma, Dilma, Muperes Viminiko Kamra, to Middle Saravo, to Mashmo, to Meibu oil, Minikoso, Minikoso, Ilminibu, Kitani, Ye Meibu oil, Minikoso, Viminikoso, Ilmiibu, Kitzat, Ipsiko Stein, be Meiburo, Viachas, Viminikoso, Stein, 2 months, she had a hefsek of no dam in a state of pregnancy. And then she gave birth, and 30 days after, so in the course of nursing, she was devoid of dam again. So together it's 90 days devoid of dam. Then she had a dam. So it's aishat. Kedif siko shtaim nibur v'achad mikoso shtaim bim nikoso, or the other way, shtaim nikoso 60 days devoid of dam in a state of nursing. V'achas miibur, or achas umechsem miibur, 45 days miibur, v'achas umechsem 45 days minikoso mitstarf migimlegis. Bishlei miibur oilun lo minikoso mishkachas lo. So first, she was a minekes, and then she became pregnant. The mishkachas lo, the miniko v'azlo umabre. Elo yimei mikoso. That means she gave birth. But if she gave birth, so she must have had some blood. I mean, how could a woman give birth to a child without bleeding? So she couldn't be devoid of 90 days of dam, because if in the meantime, so let's say after on the 61st day she gave birth to a child, so she saw dam at that time. So how can you visualize? So the Gemara says, of course that's a pathological situation, but it happens. It's in other words that a woman should give birth to a child and not to bleed at all. That's an unusual thing, but it happens. So in other words, the din, we have to know what the din is. Doesn't matter how often it happens, even if it happens once in 500 years or in 1,000 years, but we have to know that. So suppose a woman was devoid of dam for 60 days in a state of pregnancy, then she gave birth without any bleeding, and then she was devoid of dam for 30 days after she had given birth in a state of nursing, and then she had a riyas dam, so it's daishat. Iboy seim li yabeshte, vi iboy seim edam nide lechud, vi dam leide lechud. In other words, that true Rabbi Yeshi requires another prerequisite, that she should be devoid of dam for 90 days. But suppose she was devoid of dam for 90 days, but on the 60th day there was dam lady coming out from her. That doesn't matter. As long as there was no dam nide coming out, even though there was, she had a flow of dam lady, so it doesn't matter. The boy says metone chode, that when the braise says, yimeiburo, so When the Braise mentions that there can be tziruf of Yimeibur and Yimeiminiko, so the Braise really means the situation so of Yimeibur oil Yimeiminikoso. Yibur oil in law Yimeiminikoso. Yimeiminikoso. But not Yimeiminikoso oil Yimeibur, because that could not even be visualized. Visiamte bechode is yam de khol kom da ye shait da in shait me boyle mo beres vi niko shne la dubro niko sei in nam niko ve ni sabo va adin li mo beres gredite vi hod no kat mo beres po no kat mo beres vi niko li mo lo shne starfin i me niko me i bol gi moines kin shi fsiko shtaim me i bo Tumams mi boa veachas mi nikoso o ichiluv doch emash mi muberes mi niko psich afshak sin salolu yimi boa ilu mi nikoso kinoisa mi niko vi nisabo vi ifsiko trilasine ksaz vi mi nikoso vi ishlimo bi mi boa el mi nikoso elu lo mi boa ich nishkaras lo di olde vle chazoi oras o dam belidoso Now here there is another kasha of the against the Gemara. I didn't see anybody should ask. I didn't look up really. The Rishonim I didn't see they should ask. So here the Gemara says Yimi Ibura il me nikosa, vim nikosa il me ibura keza, hifsiko shtayim bime ibura. V'achaz b'mei minikoso. V'achaz b'mei minikoso. Shtayim, shodim shtayim me'ibor. That was at the end of the Ibor. At the end of the Ibor. So in other words, the last 2 months of the Ibor. So she was devoid of dam. And then she gave birth. So she gave birth. And for 1 month, in a state of nursing, the baby born. So she was devoid of dam again. Then, oshtayim. So, imbur mikos mikos to imbur ke sipsiko shtayim meibur ve'achas mikos. Shtayim b'mei minikoso. 2 months in a state of nursing. So she did not have see any dam and she wasn't milbaras then. And then she became pregnant and 1 month. So that means there's the first month in a state of pregnancy. So there is itself. But the question is, in order to apply the din of Mislekes Dam, it has to be Hukaribro. When is it Hukaribro? After 90 days. But here, in the case of Shtayim b'mei nikoso, v'achas b'mei buro, achas b'yo, achas umechzo b'mei buro, v'achas umechzo b'mei nikoso, V'achat mechzos meibor. Anyway, shtayim b'mei nikoso, v'achas meibor. So 60 days devoid of dam we have as in menekes. But the other 30 days as in muberes. But it's the first month in the Ibor. So it's not hukaribor. The hukaribor takes place 3 months in the Ibor. And here we only have 1 month in the Ibor. So how could she be b'cheskas mislekes dam? It's a kasha against the Gemara. So apparently, this halacha of that she's not becheskas mishulekes dam, unless it's ukaribro, and if it's not ukaribro, even if we know he took the test today, I mean, you can find it out in 1 day, the first day of the Ibo, you can find it out. But still, it will not be daishaito. It will not be daishaito because there is a kones chachom. Even if we know that applies only when the Dayashaito is based exclusively upon Muberes. So then there is a takone that only if it's Ukaribo. But if it's not Ukaribo, even if we know she's Muberes, it's not Dayashaito. That's what's the Kalechachom. But where the Dayashaito is based not exclusively upon Muberes, but upon itself of Minekes and Muberes, in view of the fact that where the Dayashaito is based completely upon Minekes, so there is no requirement of Ukaribro, so Mele it's Lipluk, Likule sometimes, even when the Dayashaito is based upon itself of Muberes and Miniko, so we don't require Ukaribro. That's a big Chiddush. Otherwise, how can we visualize this case of Shtayim b'mei minikoso v'achas meiburo? So it's the first month. It's not Tukaribo as yet. So it follows from this Gemara, and it's not difficult because it's Takonis Chacham, and it's Loi Plug. It's Loi Plug. So we find here Loi Plug even Likule, not only Chumre. So Mimele, this Halacha that we must have Hukar Ribro is only Shayach if the Dayoshaito is completely based upon Muberes. So then there's a requirement only if it's a Ribro. But if it's not completely based upon Muberes, it is based upon two things, Minekes and Muberes. But the Minekes does not have the full 90 days. So it has to be Mitzarev 30 days of Muberes. So then we don't apply the requirement of Ribro. It's a chiddush, but it follows. Alright. Bameo mudayo shaito, birio risheino, avo birio shnio, so is mitame meisleis, omarava kule, that when the Mishnah says that birio shnio, so then it's mitame meisleis, so it is reference to all the four categories mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentions four categories. Psulo, Skeino, Muberes, and Meniko. So Rav says that Rio Shnio in Tam Yisrael not only Muberes and Meniko, but not only Psulo, Skeino, but even Muberes and Meniko. Ushmuel Omar, lo yishonu le Psulo, Skeino, avu Muberes and Meniko, dayon kol yime iburon, dayon kol yime minikoson. And that's not difficult. I mean, we can understand it very well. We can understand it very well because by Psula Eskeino, so what does Psula mean? Psula means she's a child. She hasn't reached puberty yet. But if she already had one Rie, so. Psula means, Psula doesn't mean Tineikes loyiges manaliris, but Psula means Tineikes sheigias manaliris, but so far she didn't see it. Let's say she's 12 years old, 12 years old, 13 years old, so, but she didn't have the period as yet. And then she had a period. So we say only the first time she has the period. She's a 12 year old girl. A 13-year-old girl, so the first time she has the period is Dayashaita. The second time, so it's Mitame Yisrael, because otherwise, in the middle of us, I mean, when will we decide? She, after all, she began already to have the period, so why should you say Dayashaita on the second Rie? And the same thing is true, the same wonders, the same logic applies to Skeino, because Skeino is a woman who has been menstruating for many, many years. But now she's already older and she's reaching menopause. But menopause is not something, you know, that you reach, you know, in one moment. It's a gradual process. So that's the way it happens when a woman is on the verge of menopause. So first, before she attains menopause, she might menstruate at very long intervals removed from each other, once in 4 months, once in 5 months, once in 6 months, and then there is a stage, the Rambam mentions that there is a stage when a woman is on the verge of menopause when she'll menstruate every other day. She becomes very irregular, very irregular. So Mele, we say, even if she's Iskeno, she's psychologically already old, and she doesn't care when she's called grandma and so on, and she had one Rie's dam. So the first Rie is Dayashaito, but the second Rie, so he says, why? Because that's the way it happens when a woman is on the verge of menopause. Masha'in kein, mu'beres miniko, there is a physiological reason that always applies, that inhibits menstruation. All right, sometimes it happens. Some mele, even the secondary, we say daishat. That's the pshat in Shmuel. Ushmuel on the Shom Sulis Keno, Avon Paris Niko, dying colony, born, dying colony, cost. The Keno Rapshinolokish, Akule, the Rabbiach Nomalation of Sulis Keno, and Paris Niko, dying colony, born, dying commission, cost on Kitanoye, Mini, Biberes Miniko, show you shave his dam, who boys, dying colony, born, dying colony, cost on Diver Mayer. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Eimrim, Leomod Ayin Shait, and Leomod Ayin Shait, Avo B'Rio Shni, Avo B'Shni, O Mitam Yisrael, Yisrael, Pkida Li, Pkida, Rashi, Akule, Talib Noshin, Kule, Kotono, Li, B'Shni, O Mitam Yisrael, Psulu, Yisrael, Psulu, Kim, Doros, Pam, B'Shim, Yisrael, Yisrael, Usuko, Reo, skin and amic in this has a crisis in a hagmoenis, he stuck at laughs like domimu, eludilu gveset, avo muberes, miko vade de mel mislokin, vafil nistalkum is losom, mistalkim eilkin in todeo, na boch. So in tasteless, we find in certain researches many times, especially in Zvochit, we find it on every daf, boch, not one of the bodies, but in Rashi, it's very unusual. Boruch, I mean, Teisves, so you have many Bala Teisves. So one of the Bala Teisves, his name was Boruch. So he put down his name. But in Russia, I don't understand, how does it come to Russia? Boruch, I mean, apparently was Magia over Russia, I don't understand. Strange, I don't know of any other case where Russia mentions Boruch. Teisves in Tzvochim, on every daf. This I don't understand. All right. Sheif is loved after. All right. Vimroa so. Vimroa so. Rishino meines. Afashnio dai shaito. So what does it mean? Vimroa so. Rishino meines. What does meines mean? Meines means there's a special circumstances that contributed to the menstruation. Sometimes when a woman jumps, so she menstruates. So we say, im raso, al rishenu meines, ba meo modai shaitu bri rishenu, av vishnir mitam meis leis. But suppose the rishenu, so she was raso because she exerted herself too much, and that's why sometimes she has a menstrual flow, and but the shnio, she had a menstrual flow without exertion. So then the shnio is like the rishen. There's the plan. So meines means like kvitzik. That's why the Gemara mentions here about rie machmasines, and that's called rie machmasines. Let's say if a woman has a flow of dam whenever she jumps, so it's a riyah machmasines. So Omar Avuni, kofzo viroaso, she jumped and she had dam. Kofzo viroaso, kofzo viroaso, kovel of eset. You know, sometimes doctors, they advise a woman who is pregnant and she wants to have an abortion, but the doctor will say now, so it's hefker, so abortion is hetagomo, so it's not shaykh. But while abortion was illegal, so if a woman wanted to have an abortion, the doctors used to advise these women they should go to the gym and do a lot of exercise. So that would cause an abortion, but I mean so. That requires a lot of exercise. But in order to provoke in menstruations also, exercise will provoke in menstruation. So, Omar Avune, kofzo viroaso, that's a veset machmasenis. So, al dekvit, kovel of veset, lemai, ilay miliyomim, what does it mean? Kovel of Eset, that in other words, let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, Kof Tzaveinis. In other words, what's the Shaychas here? Here, the Mishnah discusses, Roaso, Rishenu Machmaseinis, Ishnio is Dayeshaito. So why does the Gemara mention Kofsa? Because Kvitze, that's a good example of Riyah Machmaseinis. Kofte Veroaso, Gimupom, Im Kovol Veset, Kinforsh Vosel, Ilim Liyomiki, Kofsa Bechel Bishabes, Veroaso. So every time it was on a Sunday. So the first time she jumped means she did exercise. So, and she had a ri on a Sunday. And then again, there was a tzirf of a kvitze on a certain day. V'kofso b'echad b'shabes v'roaso, v'chein shlishis, is kovloveset b'echad b'shabes. V'cholz man shetire oit b'echad b'shabes, v'afil b'loi kvitze daye shaito, v'migi echad b'shabes, v'loi botko atzmo istmeo misofik, der b'zmane ubo, kol yeme b'echad b'shabes. In other words, you see, there is a veset ayomim, and there is a veset aguf. Veset ayomim means, every, let's say, third Sunday, she sees that. I mention every third Sunday because there's something common. Every Sunday, so then she's sick. But if every third Sunday, so it means like every 22nd day, so she sees that. So that's a Veset Ayom. Then there is a Veset Aguf. Veset Aguf is that every time she has a menstrual flow, so she has a stomach ache. That's a Veset Aguf. And then we have Veset Machmaseines. Veset Machmaseines means it's like Veset Aguf, except that Veset Aguf is done by itself. She doesn't, whether she wants it or not, and Veset Machmaseines, jumping, doing exercise, that's telling her if she decides not to do exercise, it doesn't happen. A stomach ache, whether she decides to have a stomach ache or she doesn't decide to stomach ache, it just happens. So, but then we have a Veset Amulkev. In other words, when there are two factors, one is the day and one is the kvitz. So here, in the background, there were two elements involved, two factors, kvitz and Yemrish. So the question is, suppose on one Sunday she did exercise and she had her ears up. Then another Sunday, she did exercise, and there is that. The third Sunday, she did exercise, and there is that. So, are we to consider both factors or one? And if we are to consider one factor, which one? You know, sometimes when you do an experiment, so one factor might be irrelevant, you know, just a coincidence. And the other factor is the contributing factor. So here too, in the background of her experience, so there are two factors, two elements, kvitze and let's say every third Sunday, English. So are we to consider it as a Veset Ayomim, or are we to consider it as a Veset Machmaseines, a Veset Aguf, or are we to consider it as a Veset Amurkev? In other words, that she only has to be cheshes when both factors are present. So the Gemara says, "Kolves lemai ilim liyomim," that every third Sunday. So even if she doesn't do exercise, she has to be cheshes. Why should it be like this? So hakol yimidli kofitz loy chazoy. So is loy chazoy elo likvitzes. In other words, it's not that every Sunday she saw. Only every Sunday when she did exercise she saw that. So why should she establish a veset for every Sunday, every third Sunday? But the mitzvah is that only when a Sunday, every third Sunday when she did exercise she had that. So, Vatanye kol shet kvieno. So what does it mean, likvitzes? Now let's see the Rashi. אילי מיליום אם כן קופצו דרך בשבירוס וקופצו בשבירוס וכן שלישיס קופצו וכן שלישיס קובו לבסת דרך בשבס וכל זמן שתראי דרך בשבס ואפילו בלו יקפיצה די שייטו ואם יגיעו איך בשבס וכל זה קורן תרבדייסה so if there is a rias dam b'yim ha-veset so then it's da yishayto y'paskan like rabdeis v'im yigi ha-yachad b'shabes v'li botka atzmo y'tnei ha-misofik d'ya b'zmane u'bo kol yin dach b'shabes even without kvitze why is it? l'kofas l'chazoye al me la-vestehu elo l'kvitzes kivim d'iroas o sholish bomim al de kvitze הוגלו לריאס קפיצה ובכל רעים שתקפיס מרזקינו לו בריא ואם ליבות קטמי או ואפילו שולים איזה שפיס so first the Gemara said in other words that we have to assume that the predominant factor is the yeb so the Gemara says that's not mistaba because you see that every time she had a riea so it was there was an exercise So how can you ignore the element of exercise, of kvitze? Then the Gemara says, no, since it happened every time on a Sunday, so then we say the exercise was just a coincidence. A coincidence. It's not a contributing factor. El the kvitzes. Kibn de roaso. Sholish bomim al de kvitzo. So what it means, likvitzes? Kibn de roas or sholish bom al de kvitze. So we say the day is just a coincidence. It just happened because she did exercise. So vatanye el likvitzes kibn de roas or sholish bom al de kvitze. Hu galo lirias kvitze uvechol yim shetikpeit marzikinu labireye vim libotkot meyo vafim sholim shabbos. So the pshat in Ravuni is that if on three Sundays she did exercise and then she had her ears down, so every time she'll do the same kind of exercise, even if it's another day, even if it's a Monday, Tuesday, she has to be chayshish. Because we say the day is not the important thing. The important thing is the kvit. V'atanye kol shet givenu machmasine is afu kam upomim my love, so we see that there is no such thing as veset machmas kvitzes. Loi likova veset liyomim luchodaye ulikvitzes luchodaye avol kova lo veset liyomim ulikvitzes. In other words, the pshat is she is not kivasi veset for yom luchodaye and kvitzes luchodaye, but if veset amokev she is kivas. So every, let's say, third Sunday, when she does exercise, she's chisheshes, she has to be chisheshes for that. That's called Nefeset HaMulk. L'yomim mul kvitzes, el lam li kvitzes, kol echon b'shabes shetik peiz, mazikino b'rei adizman ol liris b'ach b'shabes al li kvitzes. L'yomim l'chodaye p'shite, So what's the chiddush that if she had three riyas on a Sunday that involved kvitze, so she's not kiveset a veset liyom luchodai. Of course, how could we have so kedai toch? She kivas a veset liyom luchodai. We see that every time she had a riyas, so. It was coupled with kvitzes. How could he have such a sagraitoch? What kind of a chiddush is it? Omar Avashe, kini kofitz b'chad b'shabes, b'chad b'shabes v'chazoy, v'kofitz b'chad b'shabes v'chazoy. So on one Sunday, she jumped and she had her ears down. And then another Sunday, she jumped and she had her ears down. U'v'shabes kofitz, and then the third time, so on Shabbos, She jumped, but she didn't see on Shabbos. Ulchad bi Shabbos chazoy, but on Sunday after that, so she did see that. Beloy kvitz, mal itein igloy milse l'mafreya, dienu kigorim. V'loikvitze, because the third time, so on Sunday she had a riyas da'am and she didn't jump. So maybe that should be a raya that the jumping was just a coincidence and that happened on the Sunday anyway, even the first two times. V'horaya the third time, so she jumped on Shabbos and she didn't sit up. And on Sunday she didn't jump and she did sit up. So then I could have said that Liyom Luchudai is the important thing in such case. Komashmula or no, the kvitze name de esmu gomo. V'haid lechazoye mishm dakata limotaz man kvitze. Lishnachine omar avune kofzo viroaso. Kofzo viroaso. Kofzo viroaso. Kovlo veset liyomim veloy likvitzes. Hechad ome. Omar avashe di kofitz bechad bishabes. V'chazoye. V'kofitz bechad bishabes v'chazoye. Uvishabes kofzov lechazoye. Ulchabi Shabbos Chazoye belikvitze di hosom likvitze di hosom igloy milse di yeime utikagorim. So in other words, according to that girse, there's another girse, but according to that girse, so the second loshin is Ravashi is chelik, the second loshin is chelik and the first loshin. There's another girse, alright, but we'll leave it here. Slate, they're going to come.